This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is threatening to cut federal funding to California for aid during wildfires. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Several destructive blazes have burned across California over the past couple weeks, fueled by strong dry winds. But President Trump is threatening to cut emergency aid. Speaking to reporters at the White House, he blamed the state's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom.
You got fires eating away at California every year. Because management is so bad, the governor doesn't know. He's like a child. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Newsom responded to the president in a tweet saying, "You don't believe in climate change. You're excused from this conversation." The state controls just a small percentage of California's forest land. The federal government manages most of it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The lawyer for the whistleblower, whose report set off the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump, says his client has agreed to answer written questions from House Republicans. Attorney Mark Zaid tweeted on Sunday that the whistleblower will answer questions in writing under oath. He or she will not answer questions about identity because of safety concerns. Zaid made his offer to Representative Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee. Nunes has yet to reply. Newly released documents show a Trump campaign official told the FBI that during the 2016 presidential race, the campaign's chairman, Paul Manafort, pushed the idea that Ukraine, not Russia, was behind the hack of the Democratic National Committee servers. That unsubstantiated theory was advanced by President Trump even after he took office, and it would later help trigger the impeachment inquiry now consuming the White House. Notes from an FBI interview were released on Saturday after a lawsuit by BuzzFeed News that led to public access to hundreds of pages of documents from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Mali that killed at least 53 soldiers, the group's news agency reported, without citing evidence. Mali's government says the soldiers and one civilian were killed in an attack on an army post in northern Mali. In September, nearly 40 soldiers were killed in two separate jihadist attacks on two military bases. The chief executive officer of McDonald's Corporation has left the company after violating company policy by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. That's according to the McDonald's Corporation on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The fast food giant said former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment. McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with direct or indirect reports. In an email to employees, Easterbrook acknowledged he had a relationship with an employee and said it was a mistake. McDonald's board of directors voted on Easterbrook's departure Friday after conducting a thorough review. The board of directors named Chris Kempczinski, who recently served as president of McDonald's USA, as its new president and CEO. Julie Walker, New York.
Saudi Aramco started its initial public offering on Sunday, 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Saudi Arabia kick-started an initial public offering of the world's largest oil company on Sunday, 3 years after a listing of Saudi Aramco was first flagged, and just 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. The IPO will be split into two tranches, one each for institutional and individual investors. Sources say Aramco could offer 1-2% of its shares, raising as much as $20 billion to $40 billion. The company is valued by bankers and company insiders at around $1.5 trillion, 50% more than the world's most valuable listed companies, Microsoft and Apple.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Tens of thousands of Lebanese packed into central Beirut Sunday for the biggest anti-government demonstration since supporters of the militant Hezbollah group rampaged through their main protest site last week. The demonstration on Sunday came hours after a much smaller rally of thousands was held in support of Lebanon's president and foreign minister, two of the main targets of the anti-government protests. And anti-government protesters in Iraq's capital have shut down key roads. Iraq's prime minister called on the protesters to reopen the roads. Schools and government offices were also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities on Sunday. Sundays are the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. Marissa Melton, VOA News.